You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This DFS NFL Divisional Round Playoffs edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a free-to-play app that lets you bet on all your favorite NFL player props for a chance to win awesome prizes. Download the app today over at BetterFantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app today. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts.
Hey, this is Larry the Cable Guy, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it run and get it done.
Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Dog.
Sean.
Yes.
We've made it all the way to Thursday. We haven't done a DFS lineup.
Nope.
And now I've done a half dozen. We literally started an hour ago on this journey. I had zero. Now I have a half dozen.
Hashtag Dejens only.
Is it not a juicy DFS lineup weekend?
It's a juicy DFS lineup weekend. I mean, this is kind of the perfect slate for DFS.
Four games,
perfect amount of games spread over 2 days. You get, you know, just back-to-back games on Saturday and Sunday. Divisional round is kind of my favorite. I mean, championship Sunday is obviously awesome, but it's only one day. Then it reminds you, oh my God, it's almost the Super Bowl. Oh my God, football's almost over. And then there's these maniacs saying we don't want a seventh playoff team. We don't want a 17th week. In what world do you want less? More is more. The NFL figured it out.
They're like Colby. They're worried about the quality of the game on the field.
Who cares? There's spreads. There's action.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're approaching this with the wrong lens. Small sample size and all, Sean. We want more football.
Shout out, YouTube chat is fired up already, live over on YouTube. Carl R. checking in. Go home and get your.
That is a disgusting act.
Oh, he was calling for the shine box.
Go home and get your fucking shine box.
Shine box. Oh, we got Eric checking in. Pure uncut NFL football. This weekend, boys, as good as it gets. It's not stepped on. It is just pure, straight National Football League. Oh, man. And hopefully you headed over to WynnBET. We're taping this live on a Thursday for the Wynn Betting Happy Hour. That's right. For an entire hour, you could bet the Chiefs or the Bills at -101. That's no juice. That is a good deal if I ever heard one. If you missed it, don't worry. Every Thursday got a sweet happy hour. But really, I mean, they're same game parlays, aka wins, win bets, build your own bet. They're boosting those, and most boosts fall between 10 and 15% of the original price. Let's go. I already tweeted out one of my win bet, build your own bets. Give me. Oh, what did I actually give out? Ryan Tannehill, first touchdown, coupled with Titans money line, 20-1. Oh my God. Let's freaking go. Stay tuned on social media. We're going to be giving out a bunch of win bet, build your own bets. So fun. And if you guys have some of your own, the listeners tag us at Gambling Podcast, tag WinBet. You will automatically get a retweet. And we're also giving out still chance to enter if you're listening to this on Thursday or up until, when are we cutting it off? Friday, noon Pacific time?
Noonish. We'll say.
How to win a FFPC lineup for the divisional round of the playoffs. You can, we have the details in our Slack, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/slack. And shout out to Twitch as well. We got Tomcat. I think that's how you pronounce it. He's checking in. Ryan, everyone's checking in. People are fired up about DFS.
So I said I had a half dozen lineups, which means I obviously,
why not just do one for every quarterback?
Well, that's what I was going to say. I should just get to eight, right?
I think so.
Okay.
I did that.
Jimmy G.
Maybe it was whenever they were doing the $5. I think it was last year, I did a DFS lineup for every starting quarterback. One, it was fun. And maybe this is the week to do it as well. I already have a Josh Allen and a Jimmy G lineup in the hopper. Yeah, let's just start there. Let's go Josh Allen at quarterback, 7,600. He's going to put the team on his back. I expect him to run. I expect him to pass. I mean, you're talking about a Bills team that's just not punting anymore. Yeah. I like the matchup. I like the focus. I like the drive in Josh Allen's eyes. Forget if we were talking about it on the podcast, Ryan, but I'm thinking we're in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. That's where the Super Bowl is happening. Yes. The Bills, I think, are going to win the Super Bowl. I like them, obviously, to get to the Super Bowl. Should we, as small business owners, start buying up folding tables right now? I think if we can corner the market and then we'll label them official Super Bowl folding tables.
And sell them.
We could flip these tables for a great profit.
Unfortunately, Sean, I'm on the side of them losing this weekend, I think.
Yes.
But I like the business angle.
Either way, we end up with a bunch of folding tables.
Can you imagine a bunch of people from Buffalo, like just
descending onto the city of Los Angeles?
Out of the skies, descending on LA. Just what a mayhem. I mean, how much are we selling a table for? 200?
Whatever it is. Yeah. 200. And it comes with like blue cheese and an official, we'll brand them SGPN Super Bowl tables.
Yeah.
Honestly,
if
we got a bunch of folding tables and just slap bill stickers on them, set up next to the fruit guy on the side of the highway, we could unload some tables.
Oh, man. And I mean, you get a table and some delicious fruit, mango, highly recommended. If you are from Buffalo and you come to LA, get some frutas, get the mango, have them put the little, the lime and lemon juice and a little hot pepper, like a dry hot pepper. Oh, delicious. All right. My quarterback.
Let it rip.
Do I have the, should I give out a different lineup or should I give out maybe one that, you know what? Let's give out the one that's a little bit more fun. Joe Burrow playing him at quarterback, not going Rodgers, not going Brady, not going Allen. Give me Joe Burrow, 6,600. It's easy to see a version of this game where they're able to throw on the Titans secondary. The Titans have had a secondary that's beatable. And it's also easy to see a game that is highly variant with these teams. Like, we've watched Tennessee do it before where they go down, they're able to score quickly. Maybe not this version, but I mean, Julio looked pretty good that last week. So I'll take a stab here. Joe Burrow, 6,600. I don't think it'll be a very popular play.
Really? I think he will be.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. It's actually, and I'll pull up some ownership projections because I
thought it would be Tom Brady, honestly.
Really? See, I think a lot of people are on the Rams. I think the popular plays will be Rodgers and then Mahomes and Josh Allen, I think. But I mean, again, like every one of these quarterbacks, with the exception of like Matt Stafford and Jimmy G.
Pull up these ownership projections. I almost want to just take the one with the lowest.
Cause yeah. Okay. Let's see. I'll switch over and using the stuff over at Establish the Run. They have some good stuff. So ownership projection.
They got good nerds.
Josh Allen, number one at 26%. Patrick Mahomes at 19. Ryan Tannehill, 11.8.
Yeah, that makes sense a little
Brady, bit. Brady, 13.4. Jimmy Garoppolo, 7. Matt Stafford, 8.6. Wow. Aaron Rodgers, 6.7. Ooh. Joe Burrow, 5.8.
Let's go. All right.
You're right.
Locked it in.
I didn't think that's crazy to me that he would be the least owned. And maybe it's because of his salary. I get why Jimmy G, man, that's crazy though. And maybe people like Tannehill because he's only 5,800, but Josh Allen, 7,600. So paying up in this Josh Allen lineup. Yes. Joel Garza is saying Allen Singletary. That's kind of interesting. I did have that version going, but this is probably one of the more chalkier lineups with a couple notable exceptions.
He did spread it around last week, so I think you can like make, you know, so hope this, it condenses I'm, and get
I'm
it right.
I'm fading Steph Diggs again in this Josh Allen lineup. That allows me to play the man himself, the big dog, Derrick Henry, 7,500. My initial take coming into the week was, I don't know if he's going to be 100%.
You're all over the place, Sean.
No, I thought like, oh, I'll be a little slow to get back. But now all the reports are coming out from credible sources that he is not only is he going to be playing, but he's going to be 100%. And maybe I'm just buying into the hype, but I'm now officially in on Derrick Henry for DFS. His anytime touchdown price, which I wouldn't bet, is like -190.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That is insane.
I mean, that's crazy for any player normally, but for a guy coming off injury.
I mean, that would be my only concern is you're paying up for, I mean, with the reports that he looks good and he's healthy, he's going to get the workload. I think you're still worried that he's coming back from something. So anyway, Aaron Jones is my quote unquote Cadillac, 6,800. I saved.
Now his ownership, Derrick Henry's only 15%.
That's fairly high.
Fournette's they're projecting at 40.
Well, again,
yeah,
we're going through this again. I know
the model's telling them Fournette's gonna be active and be in playing.
Yeah. So with Aaron Jones, I mean, I'd be curious with the ownership projection on Aaron Jones because I feel like with you telling me that Aaron Rodgers was not a popular play.
Yeah.
I'm sure Devontae Adams is going to catch ownership, but I'd be curious where Aaron Jones is. That's how I'm going to play it. I love the way it stacks with the defense. Sorry, I blew that that reveal later. But 6,800 Aaron Jones. He's the freshest. I mean, Derrick Henry's pretty fresh.
He's projecting about similar as Derrick Henry as 15. Far as ownership.
But he's fresh.
And slightly less than AJ Dillon for what it's worth.
Really?
Yeah.
What are people? AJ Dillon wouldn't
people have, like the touchdown opportunity of AJ Dillon.
AJ Dillon played week 18 when they didn't need to play.
No, that
Aaron Jones did not.
I was back and forth, and you bringing up that point totally swung me the other way.
I love the gamble. Especially considering that I'm paying what 700. 800 or 700 less than Derrick Henry. So yeah, give me Aaron Jones.
My next running back, probably owned by everyone, GPP or cash lineups aside, Elijah Mitchell. I mean, it's a great spot for him. Jimmy G's banged up. I think they're going to pound the shit out of him. Give me Elijah Mitchell, 5,800.
He's got to be chalky, right?
Yeah, no, he's up. I think he's the third most owned.
Yeah, I was going to say I'm fading that situation. Only Packer I'm playing.
Well, and again, these are based on Leonard Fournette catching a shit ton of ownership, which who knows how healthy he is. I mean, I'm staying away from the Tampa Bay running back situation altogether.
Give me Devin Singletary.
Yeah, he's another. I think he's going to be the most owned.
5,900
for good reason.
You know, I wanted to stack the Buffalo game in a different way, and I'm kind of scared off the targets being scattered around. It feels like you really gonna have to get lucky with the guy who scores the touchdown because everyone's seeing like 5-6 targets. So give me Singletary because the touches are there. I think he's averaging close to over 20 over his last 5 games. So Singletary 5,900. Maybe this is where I'm eating the chalk.
Yeah, no, he'll probably be the most owned running back if I had to guess. Yeah. For my first receiver, I'm going Devontae Adams. another one of these chalky plays worth noting. Bakhtiari hasn't been practicing. Neither is MVS. I think earlier on the week, the assumption was both those guys were going to be good to go. And a couple other injury updates. Jensen, the center for the Bucks, he has been practicing. Worf still hasn't seen the practice field. And Andrew Whitworth of the Rams.
That's not good.
He's on the edge of playing or not. We didn't really break that down in our handicap of the picks, but one more reason why you should like Tampa Bay is the injury situation with Whitworth. Again, Matt Stafford's going to have his back destroyed in Florida. Do you know what that plane ride is from Los Angeles? I've gone cross country a lot.
I think
Brian, you're a man who's traveled from Los Angeles to Florida and have had back issues.
Look, you're swollen. There's no other way to put it. I think he's a professional athlete.
In the short week,
he'll travel as comfortably as possible. So I wouldn't completely overrate it, but I think with back inflammation, not a doctor, but with back lymphoma, you can't just like take a pill or take a shot. It's just there. So to your point, if he is banged up, I would imagine the flight will be very uncomfortable for him. But if I'm ranking these injuries you're talking about, like MVS being out, who gives a shit? Yeah, Cobb's there, but I do think the left tackle is going to play.
Yeah, and. Oh, you think Bakhtiari is going to
play? I think he's going to play. I mean, that would be my but if I was betting on it.
Well, and Ryan, as a Packer backer, aren't you a little worried that they're going to put in Bakhtiari after he's missed what? How much of the season? And he's not even practicing to get his feet wet?
No, I'm sure this is all part of a plan. I trust that coaching staff and I again
can't my you just hand, see Rodgers like ripping the chin strap off.
No, not in this game, dude. I'm old enough now to know this is it all.
He'll win the first one, maybe, but I still like the 49ers in points.
This Aaron Rodgers does not get the MVP and go out like a bitch. All right,
Andrew Robb. On the same wavelength, he's throwing out Higgins to have the most receiving yards. I really like that as well. 20-1.
All right, well, let's just get to my first. Did you gave out your first receiver?
My first receiver is Davante Adams.
Yeah. T. Higgins is. I'll give you my stat.
I'm also on T. Higgins, 5,700. Wow. You get the fact that he's coming off this low performing game. He's projecting well, and you get everyone wanting to get on Jamar Chase. So you're getting. A nice pivot off ownership, and you're getting T. Higgins against this Tennessee secondary.
Chase is 1,400 more. So, natural stack. My second receiver, Sean, give me the bring back Julio Jones.
That's a real nice contrarian play.
I thought it would get me different. Do we remember what he did the last time we saw him, Sean? Week 18? In that thriller against the Texans, 9 targets, 5 catches, 58 yards, and a touchdown.
Well, and also,
and he looked okay. That's the key takeaway. He looked like, hey, this guy could, obviously they're going to need him, right?
So I think, yeah, and the more I've been diving into like the deeper fantasy stuff as the week goes on, I think a Tannehill lineup with Julio Jones and our old buddy Firkser at the tight end spot is a fun pivot off of a Derrick Henry lineup.
I thought you were going to say Julio and AJ and bring it back with Uzoma.
Oh yeah. No, I would still want to get one of the Bengals receivers, but yeah, Firkser, I think is fun, and he's a fun first touchdown guy as well. All right, so I'm also on. I give you out T. Higgins as my second receiver. Ryan, before we get to the rest of the lineups, make sure we want to shout out PropSwap.com, where America goes to buy and sell real sports bets. Just head over to PropSwap.com. Use that promo code SGP. Plenty of time to get in on Super Bowl futures, NBA, and with the Kevin Durant injury, that really shook up the NBA MVP award market. I know Joel Embiid's making a nice run. So again, perfect time to get in on some of these futures. I'm going to have to take a look at some Bills to win the Super Bowl tickets over at PropSwap.com. Use that promo code SGP. Also looking to get down on some free to play player props. this week, and you win some credits. You can take those credits, turn them into sweet gift cards, just as good as cash. Go to betterfantasy.com/SGPN, BETTOR fantasy.com/SGPN, and sobet.io/SGPN. What is that? It's mano a mano betting. Two men enter, one man leaves, or woman, with the winnings. Very fun head-to-head betting. I've heard of betting exchanges and sobet.io/SGPN. They are the social betting leaders, the social betting revolution. Head over to sobet.io/SGPN to get started today. All right, Kramer, I've given out two receivers. What else you got?
I'm on my third receiver. Give me Tyreek Hill. I'm going to this game because it seems silly to completely fade the Kansas City Buffalo game. So to stack with Singletary, give me Kansas City's. I mean, I don't know. It just seems like Hill's going to have a game in this one. The more I look into it, the more I think, you know, White not being there was not tested last week, and I think it will be this week. 6,600 for Tyreek Hill.
So here are the top five receivers in projected ownership. Stephon Diggs, number one.
Really?
Cooper Kupp, number two.
That makes sense.
AJ Brown, number three. Tyreek Hill, four. Chase, five. Then T. Higgins, six. Devontae Adams, seven, which is pretty surprising to me. That breakdown. A little surprised of AJ Brown being that high as well. All right. So I'm kind of going. You know, I got Devontae Adams, I got Derrick Henry, I got Josh Allen. How am I going to save some money? I'm going to do it by stacking Josh Allen with one Isaiah McKenzie, coming off he's just been really efficient. He's getting involved more and more. Three catches for 45 yards. They're getting him going in the running game. Three carries for 29. And
he's finally healthy. They finally can get rid of that. The guy trying to focus on his rap career.
Cole Beasley is slowly getting kind of worked out of the offense, and it's all going to Isaiah McKenzie. Love him at 3,500. And he's fun. Even if you're not playing a Josh Allen stack, if you need some savings, I would definitely throw him in there.
I think Randall Cobb at 3,100 is amazing salary relief. Didn't give that, but that's like in the Rodgers stack with Adams. Like, it's such a nice way to, you go top shelf stack and then you slot in Randall Cobb, and now you're at like
a slot.
You're essentially playing that cheaper quarterback stack. So, love it. Tight end, CJ Uzoma.
CJ Uzoma. Now, I guess my only take on that is, are you chasing heat, Ryan? CJ Uzoma obviously had a massive game last week. Do you think, or are you a little worried about him being able to repeat that?
We've seen him have some heat this year a couple times. We've been on it. I mean, I think just the targets are there, Sean. I mean, six, seven over the last three. So yeah, I guess for 30, what is it? What did I say? 3,400. To have like a six target situation, I think sure. I'm not expecting 18, but that'd be nice. Another touchdown would be nice. Could this game be a silly shootout? Obviously, I'm betting on that in this version for this lineup. So yeah, if this is a shootout, do I like him to get a touchdown? Absolutely. 3,400.
No, it's yeah. I mean, my tight end is Well, I'll save it.
What's happening here?
No.
A little late swap.
No. I realized I was jumping ahead to give my tight end because technically T. Higgins is in my flex, Ryan.
Oh my goodness.
For pulling back the curtain. But my third receiver, another receiver that I legitimately like, I think I may be giving out him as a first touchdown contender. Juwan Jennings. You look at this guy, like they keep working him into the offense. Yeah. Look at this game log when they played the Rams. They had that great comeback. He had six catches on seven targets, two touchdowns. And, you know, the Packers have kind of struggled in the middle of the field. That's why they're bad against inline tight ends like George Kittle. And that's kind of a similar area that Juwan Jennings was able to attack. Again, six catches and two touchdowns for 94 yards against the Rams. Still had a five target game against Dallas. Didn't do crazy. Only three for 29. But again, I think that late season heat he's gotten is worth rolling the dice, especially at the price point of $3,400. against this Green Bay secondary. I really like this play.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm all in on Jennings only because the Giants are interviewing someone from the front office of the 49ers who is responsible for making that pick.
Really?
So I know all about this guy's. Oh, he also found the value in George Kittle. If I got to hear another fucking Giants podcast talk about how we got to hire the guy who found the value in the draft because he found George Kittle and Juwan Jennings, like, as if it's fucking Einstein walking out with a cure to fucking life.
That's a great analogy. Einstein has the cure to life.
Well, like in a negative way.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, yeah. So Juwan Jennings has been all over Giants Twitter. Long story short, flex for me. I'm going too tight end, Sean.
Real quick before you get to it, Joel Garza giving out Gronk as a lock. Here's what I say. I love Gronk. Again, close personal friend. Yeah. The Gronk autograph ball is back on the set. The only thing that worries me is Gronk is a really good blocker. Now, you have the issue with Tristan Wirfs. Their backup swing tackle is also banged up. Maybe they end up keeping Gronk in to block a little bit more than they normally would to help out with guys like Aaron Donald and Von Miller. That would be the thing I would be considering.
It's a good angle.
And Gronk and Von Miller have a personal history.
Gronk's just a big dude.
Does not like Von Miller. I won't say exactly what he said about Von Miller, but they're not friends off the field, right? That's too totally bad. Serious.
So he was not at the Halloween party either.
No. Yeah, Gronk would have chipped into the Halloween party. I can't imagine Gronk not wanting to chip in.
Gronk party.
Gronk parties, and he wants to be let into USAA. Just let him in, guys.
So fun. I mean, one day he'll get there. All right, flex for me.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce, two tight end set.
Okay.
I'm stacking Hill and Kelce with a Singletary bring back.
In this lineup, I have no Chiefs, which is crazy.
But. That is crazy. All right. Yeah. I mean, I'm going Kelce. Everyone knows how good of a matchup it is. I think he's just going to have one of those massive games. And, you know, hopefully they advance. But either way, I think he goes off. And it feels like he's cheap at only 6,500 this week.
This is interesting. Who would you guess is the number one projected tight end as far as ownership, Ryan?
Number one tight end in terms of ownership. I mean, if people are correlating it with like Josh, it's Kittle.
Tyler Higbee.
Okay.
It's only 4,000. That's probably why. Tyler Higbee, then Gronk, then Kelce, then Kittle, then Uzoma, Cameron Brait, and then my tight end, Dawson Knox. This is weird that he has such a low ownership projection considering he's coming off a 2-touchdown game. Now, maybe I could be accused of chasing heat here a little bit, but the guy is, you know, Dawson Knox and Devin Singletary have kind of emerged as this new look Bills offense, and Diggs has kind of fallen off a little bit. And I'm going to keep leaning into that in this matchup against the Chiefs. He's $4,900. Feels reasonable.
If I had to bet, like, I think that's one of those ones where the projection will be wrong. Cause I would imagine more people will. I will be shocked to see Diggs being that popular. And I think that some of that ownership moves over to Knox. And again, if you're playing DFS in the divisional round, are you sharper or are you square? Because I feel like if you're playing, you're at least paying attention, which means you want to correlate that tight end to the quarterback, Sean. And if the most popular quarterback is going to be Josh Allen, then I mean, Dawson, how do you not play Dawson Knox if you're playing Josh Allen? That's the question.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
So I the people who are like the 30 something percent or whatever that are playing him without Knox, like, what are you thinking? All right. Your defense?
Oh, did you give out your defense?
No. Did you give out yours?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're up first.
Well, I threw my Dawson Knox.
Oh, all right.
So I thought you don't you have your flex?
No, flex was Travis Kelce.
Okay. My defense, I love this play. I'm normally not one to pay up for defenses, but limited slates. I love me Tampa Bay Bucks. I mean, are you kidding me? You have to pay up $3,100, but Tampa Bay's defense against Matt Stafford, I pick six loading. I just think Stafford's going to have a real shitty game, and the Rams franchise is going to have to deal with the reality of that. Jared Goff got you to this exact same spot.
That's tough. The Bucks are probably my second favorite one this week. Number one, give me the Packers in the cold. Jimmy G's thumb hurts. Jimmy G went a whole game against the Cowboys without making a hilarious mistake. And I don't think they're just going to be able to run it down the throat. I think they're going to have to throw the ball. And I think we're going to see a pick six. The Packers defense will score.
3,200.
That's going in to the same, to the your own bet. I think we're going to have a Packers
defensive touchdown.
I think we're going to have a Packers defensive touchdown with a Jimmy G over interceptions type situation. So stay tuned for that. 3,200. Yeah, I'm stacking the Packers with Aaron Jones. Obvious. Sean, again, if you're paying attention, you want to correlate the defense with the running back. It makes sense. Too much sense. 0 degrees. It's going to be Jimmy G's got a fucked up thumb.
You could talk me into putting the 49ers defense in there, but I kind of like the guys I have. I don't know what else I would do. And I love the idea of faded Matt Stafford. I think it's going to be turnover central there. And
I just can't wait for you touting the prediction of Matt Stafford's back injury.
Yeah. Get a sideline of like Stafford going, my back. Or if he gets, I don't want to wish for a guy to be carted off, but if somehow he was out of the game and it just said back issue from long flight, that would be super satisfying.
You can't have, I mean, you can only,
not that I wish that to happen.
They tell you when
I wish him to play, but at a very poor level.
They tell you when you get the cortisone shot, like over time, the returns will be diminishing. And every time you get shot up, it's not going to help as much as the time before.
It's like hitting your first parlay. The first one, so tasty. Yeah. And then after that, you're always chasing the rush. Even when you hit a big one, it's good. It's just not quite the same.
Yeah. I mean, I could see how a 10 teamer might feel great.
Andrew Robb saying I'm crazy for no Chiefs bring back. I'm a wild man. What do you want me to say? I think
Sean hasn't been paying attention. He's not sharp.
No,
he's not correlating his running back to a defense.
Here's what I would say. I think the correlation stuff is important when you're trying to find games out of like a full 16 game slate. You want to select that game that really pops off and you want to go all in. I think when there's four games, I think correlation is slightly less important.
Yeah, but I
within the same game.
What he was saying politely was you really think the Bills are going to win 40-10?
But I who am I putting in there? I don't love any of these secondary guys. And if I'm not playing Mahomes, I don't really give a shit about playing Hill or Kelsey.
Yeah.
I'm fading it. And maybe they get their points via the running. What I'm rooting for is like running back touchdowns and split up between a couple different guys. Cause if it's all like one guy, then I'm getting boned. And you know, someone winning $1 million by not playing the Kansas City Chiefs in DFS, Ryan. Sean. It could happen.
Yeah.
Shout out to Stoned Bum on the Twitch chat. Twisted and stumbled upon a gambling stream. Give me good advice, guys. Well, you should check out last week's Wild Card Weekend episode because I went 5-1 against the spread. You're welcome, Stoned Bum.
Well, he needs actionable advice for this weekend.
Well, check out our picks podcast over at Sports Gambling Podcasts. .com.
Go check out that time we won a bunch of money without you, bro.
Yeah, missed out. You're gonna have FOMO.
Ever heard of the first half unders in March Madness?
Oh man, can't wait for that. But yeah, check out the NFL Divisional Picks podcast if you haven't already. I don't know what you're doing. Obviously, toss us a nice rating review on Apple Podcasts,
please.
Spotify, you can do ratings. Just tweet out the at Gambling Podcast on Twitter with your screenshot. Get you hooked up for a chance to win free gear every Monday, AKA Merch Monday. And like I said, FFPC lineup, $200 lineup we're giving out for free in our Slack channel, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Slack. If you don't win, you can still use our promo code over at MyFFPC. Get a free $25 with promo code SGP.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
8 quarterbacks, 8 lineups. Let's go.
Kramer, let it ride.